Hey, guys.
Hey, Bill. How are you? It's Mike Reese of ESPNBoston.com.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah. Just going to start with you on the running backs in terms of the way the game went yesterday. You had Stephen Ridley opening the game, and then really we didn't see too much of him the rest of the way. How would you describe sort of why that was the way it unfolded for you guys?
I believe we have different packages in the game, and one of the packages or a couple of the packages that we used involved Benny and Woody, obviously at the end there, a little bit more than Steven. And that's just, you know, again, game plan offense. That's kind of the way it worked out, and I think Steven understands that, and his time will come.
So I just got on here. I apologize if you may have addressed this already, but I'm wondering, your guys talked about how they'd practiced that two-minute drive a whole bunch in practice. Does that mean the plays itself were practiced, or are you kind of calling those, like, are they scripted as far as, like, in the two-minute drill, or are you calling those on the fly and they just practice the situation?
We have situational two-minute drives every week in practice, every day in training camp. And then as it relates to each individual opponent, we have a two-minute game plan that we call for that particular team. But the situation itself is practiced all the time.
Bill, we haven't had a chance to see much of Shane Vereen over the course of the season. How has he looked in progress, and how is he progressing in the offense when he's been healthy?
Shane, just like Stephen Ridley, both those guys are doing well. They have really good futures. And at some point, they'll definitely probably contribute a little bit more than they are right now. And we're happy with them.
So I was wondering if you could describe that Hernandez touchdown catch, what you saw and how they defended it and how it happened.
A lot of split safety coverage down there, and Aaron did a good job of running a baseline in cut. Tom made a good read, made a good throw.
Is part of Tom's read figuring out whether, I can't remember if it's a corner or safety, whether the corner or safety goes with Gronkowski or Hernandez? Is that one of the things that he's reading? Because it looked like the guy covered, you know, tried to double Gronkowski instead of Hernandez.
Yeah, we have, you know, things that we call basically all-purpose coverage beaters, you know, routes that are good against multiple coverages, and that was one of them.
Bill, over the 6 weeks of the season, how have you seen teams evolve defensively in the way they're trying to put things together against your offense, or have they evolved?
Again, it's not my offense. It's the Patriot offense. If it's anybody's offense, it's Bill's offense. But just how they put things together, I would say that every team's different, and every team, to me, has done a really good job of putting together a good game plan. You know, we've been fortunate, like in the Dallas game and our other four wins, just to make a few more plays than the other team did. And I thought last night we played really good complementary football at the end, meaning our defense did a hell of a job of holding them, and we were able to get the ball and do better than we had done the whole game. So a lot of credit goes to our defense.
Does that change your play calling or goals during the drive when you know the defense is playing at a certain level on a particular day?
Can you say that again? You were breaking up. I'm sorry.
Does it change your approach to a drive when the defense is playing at a particular level on a given day and having success against an offense?
The biggest key to any drive for any offensive team is the first play and to try to get a positive play. And you just don't want to be second and 10 and second and 12, because in this league, that's not good. And so we just try to stay on track with what we call our drive starters and try to have good plays and make positive yards on first down and then let the drive go from there.
Bill, does that mean that so you place more importance on first down than, say, third down conversion rates?
I'm talking about the first play of the drive. Somebody asked me about this drive, so that's what I was talking about. So I place importance on every play in the drive, but I think it's important to start the drive well.
So on that, Woodhead had a catch over the middle with, I think it was 1:30 or so left. Do you know which play I'm talking about?
Yep.
Okay. I was wondering if you could describe that one. And is he your first read there, and how did that play kind of exploit with, what they were in?
Again, you know, it's a multi-purpose coverage beater, so it's a route that hopefully has some different parts of it that are good against a few different coverages. And Woody always does a good job of entering himself into the defense as fast as he can, and he came open pretty quickly, and Tom checked it down to him.
So when it comes to Ocho Cinco, where do you think he's struggling to just maybe get that connection with Brady, if you agree that he would be struggling at this point to make the connection with Tom in terms of chemistry and rapport?
Ocho's, you know, progressing every week. He's done a really good job in practice. And when he's been in certain parts of games, you know, he's produced, you know, 2-minute drives at the end of halves and things. And we're happy with where Ocho is right now. I mean, again, guys, you know, we got a lot of guys that contribute, and you know, this is a unique place. I mean, we got a lot of guys that contribute, and some guys in certain games and are contributing more than others. And at some point in time, we're going to need everybody to contribute. So, you know, that's kind of where it is right now. And you know, Ocho is probably in that category, and really working hard to keep producing and eventually help us in different ways.
Bill, I don't know how much you can get into it. On the one play that he was targeted there, it was an interesting, I guess, formation where you had most of the guys on one side, he was on the other. Can you just describe how that unfolded, that play?
Yeah, he just that was probably more me than anything, going to the well a little too often on something there, and probably didn't put him in the best position.
Not just Ocho, but, you know, guys like Slater and stuff. Isn't part of the thing with those guys getting limited reps the fact that there's basically only 4 receiver spots in the field, and Gronkowski, Hernandez, and Welker never leave, and Branch hardly does it all, so doesn't it limit the number of times you can use those guys anyway?
Yeah, I mean, there's 11 guys on the field at one time, and we have a lot of productive players. In certain games this year, the game plan has taken the course of certain personnel groupings, and that's one of the personnel groupings that's been productive for us, and it's been a decent one. And, you know, again, it'll be game planned differently for every game here on out. We'll see how it goes.
Bill, I'm wondering, what are your plans this week? What are you going to do? And I don't mean like whether you're going to the beach or not, or I mean if you are, I'd be interested. But what are your plans for what you're going to do and be productive and spend the bye week?
Yeah, I'm headed down to Myrtle Beach for about 5 days. A little golf, rest, just kidding. We're going to self-scout, look at ourselves, make sure that you know, we do a good job of that, and then we're going to continue to prepare for Pittsburgh.